Hey everyone, my podcast is about favorite stories, and yeah, we'll be having all different kinds, so get ready. Okay, here's Steven. He's gonna tell us his story.
Okay, let me weave a tale for you. A tale of sadness, a tale of depression, a tale of getting caught by your leaders, and of course, a tale of joy and love. Oh, and fire too. So, me and my friends, we were all on a scouting trip. And it was really cold outside, like really cold. So we all decided to bundle up with extra stuff, like a really big tent so that we could all fit inside and like really nice sleeping bags. And we just like, it was totally decked out and it was gonna be awesome. But two kids had brought something that nobody knew about, gasoline. Not even the leaders, not even the kids. Until they told us, of course. and so for most of the day, we were sneaking wood from the campsite, and we were moving it like half a mile over, and we were setting up this fire. We were like chopping down wood. It was like an organized crime thing. It was awesome. And so finally, at like 12 o'clock, our leaders had finally gotten to bed. And so we whipped out the gasoline, and we poured it all over our fire pit. And we were getting so hyped up, and someone struck the match, and he tossed it in. And then boom! It was like this super loud explosion, and like fire was going everywhere. And then we all scattered from the campsite because it was super loud, and we thought that the leaders would hear it and come over to stop it. But luckily, nobody woke up. It was just us. And so we kept adding gasoline. We added more and more, and eventually, at one point, this kid, Josh, he decided to pour a rim of gasoline around the fire. But he took a little bit too long on his pouring, and the fire went straight up the stream of gasoline into the bottle. So, of course, he freaked out, like any sane person would do, and he dropped the bottle right next to our tent. And then, some idiot was walking by, and he tried to stamp out the fire with his boot. Which, of course, only squirted the flaming gasoline onto our tent and almost burning down all of it. Luckily, it was a winter camp out, so we got lots of snow and we put it out. The scariest part, though, is there was someone sleeping inside the tent. And so one of the kids, Tegan, he ran in there like a true hero, a firefighter, and he saved him from the fire. There was only a small hole, but as soon as the fire leapt up onto the tent, there was some snitch, and he ratted out on us, and he told the leaders. The leaders came, and we had to pay for a new tent. And that's my story.
Okay. Learned a life lesson there, didn't you?
Yeah. Don't take long pours on the gasoline.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, Brayden, tell us your story.
So, when I was really young, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, it was a summer day, really bored, and I feel like something to eat, so I go to the pantry. Mm-hmm. Nothing looks good to eat. Then I go to the fridge, nothing else looks good to eat. Then I go to the counter and I start like rolling around, and then I get an idea. I should make a big mess. So I run to the fridge to find something to make a mess. The first thing I see is the egg carton. So I grabbed the egg carton and I picked one out and I dropped it on the floor. Splat. Amazing, like the best thing that could have happened. So I get another one and I drop it. Splat. And it was awesome. And then splat, splat, splat. And before I know it, I hear footsteps. Boy, what you doing right now? I don't know, having some fun? Go to your room right now. I want mommy. And then that's my story about the eggs.
Okay, that was really weird, but okay. Thank you. Okay, Matt, tell us your story.
Which story?
The gainer one.
Oh, that's an interesting one. With pleasure, I will say it. Anyways, so Wednesday night, cold, not well, ish weather. It's like fall, beginning of fall, weather's starting to change. There's this tension there because everybody's doing the gainer. Everybody's trying to get it. But our leader, Nick, I don't know what, but he just like did it with ease, even though he's the biggest guy there. Just like stuck it, no problem. My reaction when I was done, and I'm just like, okay. And then I try it. I absolutely mess up. I like kill my back. Then he pulls me, Ryan, and a couple other guys aside, and he's like, okay, like how to do this is you gotta do a couple backflips first. So we went and practiced backflips. I did pretty good. Ryan on the land. He was so-so. He was getting the memo, but yeah, he just wasn't that good. No offense, Ryan. Anyways, after that, we went back. We did a couple like practice runs, like just getting the memo down, like getting the height, the height and distance. So we wouldn't like jump just straight up and like hit the board when we come back down. So I was first up and I was just like, okay, screw it. I'm just going to go for it. I went for it. And the outcome, people would say, oh, did he go good? No, I had this big old freaking like red mark on the back of my neck and down to the center of my back. Cause I kind of like killed my back. And then I just kept on trying because I had that adrenaline just keeping me going and everything. Same with Ryan, same with James and Daniel. We all kept on trying. And Nick was saying to me, I'm like the closest one. And then we challenged the leader of like the young men to do it. He tries to do it. He's like, oh, I've done this before. It's going to be easy peasy. He tries and he like totally backflops. And he's like, I kind of maybe forgot to do it, and then I try and do it, and I get actually pretty close this time. I get the rotation down, but I like smack my stomach arm on the water, so you can just hear a big like slap on the water. I come up and I'm just like, ugh, that tingles. Yeah, I don't know if I said that, but I was just laughing because I was like, I don't know if it was the face I was making or the sound they heard or how I reacted to it. Anyways, I'm just like, Nick, he's just like, bro, you're so close. You need to get this. And my reaction was like, okay, I got this. And I go up, I try it, and it hits my knees. And I know I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And then I finally do it. I go running. I jump, leap myself in the air. The rotation's down. I'm waddling my hands like a dang freaking baby bird, learn how to fly. I'm mid thing. Time slows down. I just don't know what happened. But out of the corner of my eyes, I can see everybody's eyes looking straight at me like I had this temptation just to give up, but kept me going. And next thing I know, feet first into the water. How about that?
Nice, dude. And that was very fun at the pool, right?
Yeah, except I kind of broke the panda board.
Oh, yeah, you broke the
and the diving board.
Yeah.
It was like, everybody looks over and is like, Matt did it! And I'm just like, baby.
Well, you got the gainer down, right?
Yeah, that's all nice.
All right, thank you.
No problem, bro.
Okay, everyone, that's all for today. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.